I would describe it as constant discomfort at best and constant pain at worst.
It's like a constant burning, tingling sensation.
It's always needing to go for a wee.
I don't know if it was a UTI, that's a thing.
When you do go for a wee, it's severe burning.
Like, I just had to pee a lot all the time.
It kind of feels like someone's shoving a knife up your vagina.
You can't get comfortable in any position and it keeps you awake.
And then you sit down on the toilet and nothing comes out. And then you get up and you feel like you need to wee again.
And I also get like pain in my lower abdomen.
And it's the kind of constant groundhog day of like pure hell.
Once I ignored it and it spread to my kidneys.
So all you can do is lie motionless with heat pack on your back and take lots of painkillers.
Many of you will know firsthand exactly what having a urinary tract infection, also known as a UTI, feels like. After all, around half of all women in the UK will suffer at least one UTI at some point in their lives. The symptoms can leave you bedbound and be really distressing and disrupting to your life. But for others, you may be able to go about your day in mild discomfort. Whatever the symptoms, for the majority of women, and it is mainly women who suffer, it's thankfully a short-lived experience. But what if those symptoms didn't go away?
It started to get really scary. It was sort of like, I'm in pain constantly.
Week after week.
I went back numerous times. I said, I don't feel right. This is not right. Please can I have some more antibiotics?
Month after month. Year after year. You see, this series isn't about UTIs. Not exactly. It's about chronic UTIs, or QT.
That's what everyone calls it. I just hate that it's got the word Q in it, but I would probably refer to it as QT.
And unlike short-term or acute UTIs, these didn't officially exist until very recently.
So I said I have a chronic UTI, an embedded UTI infection, and he was just so stumped, was like, that's not real.
I'm Verity, podcast producer, and in the next three episodes, we're going to bring chronic UTIs into the spotlight. We'll speak to women it's affected and expert researchers to interrogate why it's been left unnamed and unknown for so long.
I don't really know like adulthood without it at all.
It's a story that highlights the very worst of the gender health gap and what it's like to live in a world that doesn't believe your pain exists.